Good morning, everybody. I want to thank you for joining me. And I want to ask you if you are in this situation where you might feel like your faith is stretched to the max. I mean, you have been believing and believing and praying and confessing. And the Bible says that faith is a spiritual force that has the ability to pick up a mountain and throw it into the sea. So I want to ask you this morning, are your mountains moving or are they looming over you? I have seen this kind of catchphrase a lot on social media, and I think it has given us a wrong idea about faith. And it goes like this: faith does not make things easy, it just makes them possible. I don't know where that came from, but I can tell you right now, that is not in the Bible. That is not a Bible verse. I just can't imagine God, when as he started creating the heavens and the earth, I do not imagine him saying, "Well, faith isn't going to make this, any easier, but it does make it possible." That gives like a false impression that faith is difficult. And although the life of faith certainly is not easy street, it does have reasons for why sometimes we have to persevere and why Jude said we must earnestly contend for the faith because there's someone who's trying to get us out of faith. But let's look at Mark 11, 22 and 23 real quickly. It says, have faith in God or have the faith of God. And like I said, I can't imagine God on any faith project when he was in his creative mode. I can't imagine him saying, well, faith isn't going to make this any easier. It's just going to make it possible. Well, okay, that's nice. That saying sounds real Christian-y, but there's nothing Christian-y about it because faith is a spiritual force and it will pick up a mountain and it will throw it into the sea. But if our faith seems kind of stuck or our mountains are not moving, I want to start out by asking you to consider this verse of scripture over in 1 Samuel 2:30. And it says, for them that honor me, I will honor, but they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Now, I know that you are thinking there or sitting there thinking, I don't despise God. I love God. I serve God. Well, despise there actually means to esteem him lightly, to count him less than he really is. See, let me bring it down to where we live. We're in the middle of praying, and all of a sudden, oh, I've got to check Facebook and see how many people have liked my post. Or I've got to, God, hang on, pause just a minute. Okay, God, he understands. I've got to check Facebook and then I'll get back to you, God. Oh, wait, let me check Instagram and God, I'll pray a couple more seconds. Wait, Facebook, Instagram, God, YouTube. No, that is lightly esteeming God. He is not another app on our phone. He is not to be toyed with and taken frivolously. We should not act like he owes us anything. If our faith is stuck and we're not seeing any movement, we need to get the force of faith flowing, not a trickle, but flowing in our life. And it's not going to come through a catchphrase, and it's not going to come through asking God to pause while we do lesser things. It's going to come by honoring him. He said, those who honor me, I will honor. But those who take me lightly, put me on the back burner, pick me up when it's convenient and all their apps have been checked, well, I'm going to take them lightly too. So I want us to look at Psalms 100 so that we can kind of make an adjustment if needed this morning. And we're going to start over in verse 4. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. If we want to walk in a flow of faith, I believe this is a beautiful starting point. To enter his gates with thanksgiving. Think of the gate as like the front door to your home. If somebody wants to enter your home, they have to come through the front door. They have to come through the gate. And the Bible tells us how to do that. It says, come in with thanksgiving. What does that mean? Remind yourself of other times when you used your faith and God came through for you. Remind yourself, let's see, God, I remember that time I was sitting at work and I was thinking, you know what? I would love to pay my credit card off. I would love to do that. And you know what, Lord? The next day, you supernaturally had a check come to me I was not expecting, and it paid the credit card off, and it was $200 more over what I needed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ding dong. See, you're at the entrance, you're at the gate, and you're rehearsing things God has done for you in the past. You're thanking Him. thanking him for the time that somebody tried to argue with me about something and they really tried to get me worked up. And God kept telling me, hold my peace, don't open my mouth. And this person made a complete fool of themselves. And by the grace of God, I held my tongue and therefore I didn't have anything to regret later. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you gave me the answer to that. Thank you, Lord. You gave me the grace to obey you. Ding dong. See, you're giving thanks. You're remembering at the gate of God things he has done for you in the past when you have exercised your faith. That right there will help you step into the flow of faith. Rehearsing, thankfulness. God saying, come on in, come on into the gate. It honors God. It honors him when you don't just rush into his presence like a wild bull in a china shop with all your confessions and all your requests and acting like God owes you something. And no, come into his presence. Come into those gates with thanksgiving. And then it says, now enter into his courts with praise. See, thanksgiving is like ringing a doorbell, but praise is once you get inside. Think of if you came to my house and you rang my doorbell, I saw it was you, I would say, come on in the gate. But once you're in my house, now you're in my living room, now you're in my sanctuary. This is where we can start to commune and we can talk. And the Bible says that you enter into this place of God with praise. That is where the singing starts. That is where the adoration starts. That is where you praise God and you have never seen him, but that takes faith to praise a God that you have never seen. Have you ever been tempted to say that God is not good? Have you ever been tempted? You might not say it, but have you ever thought it? God, you're letting me wait too long. This is hurting me. God, you're not moving fast enough. I'm kind of getting mad here. God, if you were really as big as you say you are, why aren't you doing something for me? That is not based on the word of God. When you look at the word of God says that God is good. So when you praise him because the word says he's good, even when maybe your flesh is not convinced that he is because something is going on in your life, but when you take him at his word and you praise him because the word says so, you are acting in faith. And now you are in the sanctuary. Now you're in his living room. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about my kids that let's say that I overheard one of my children who are all adults now, but let's say that I overheard one of them say, yeah, my mom, she helped me, you know, when I needed to get into college, she helped move me there. She helped do this. She helped do that. That's good, but I would much rather hear my kids say, my mom is good. She's a good person. She's kind. That's praise. That's praise. When you say, God, no matter what's going on, you're good. You are saying that by faith because his word says so. You're saying that because he's done things for you in the past. You enter his gates with thanksgiving for what he's done for you. And you recall those acts of faith that you stood and you believed and he came through. But then you come into his courts with praise. You thank him for who he is. It's not about coming in. Listen, faith is not coming to God and saying, I want, I confess, I need. Why aren't you moving? Why aren't you doing? What's happening? That is not faith. So don't go there. Get that kind of thinking, that hard thinking out of you and just come into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I want to tell you the truth. This morning, I had an hour before I came on here, I had received an email that was not the answer that I was looking for. But I had been praising God since 5 o'clock this morning, off and on, just worshiping him, just in his word, praying, just praising him. I chose to be in the attitude of faith and praising God. And then when I got that email, I thought, okay, this wasn't the answer I was looking for. And my emotions wanted to go into that mode that, whoa, I was expecting better, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no, I'm already in a praise flow. I'm already in a faith flow. I'm not coming out just because I did not get the answer that I was looking for. That answer doesn't change a thing. God is still God. God still answers prayer. Mountains still move. And I have the God kind of faith. So I just kept praising God. And you know what? Somebody contacted me And I told them the situation, and they said, "Why don't you contact this person?" And I did, and I got an audience immediately, and it looks like the whole thing is about to turn around. Jehoshaphat, when three enemy armies were coming against him and his people, and he looked out and he saw that formidable sight. He saw those three enemy armies that had ganged up together and were coming against them. What did they do? They started praising. And what did they say? They said, "The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." The Lord is good. Listen, the Lord has been good to you, and his mercy endures forever. And just like I would like to hear one of my kids say, "You know, my mom's good. My mom's a good mom. I know my mom loves me." That is better. That is even better than recounting something I did for them to say my overall character is good. And when you are praising God for what he's done for you, when you are thanking him, and when you are praising him for how good he is, you are already walking in a flow of faith. Hallelujah. Thanking me for a specific incident is good. Thanking God for specific incidences are good. But praising him because of who we are. Now, I know I am going to step on a sacred cow right now. I can almost hear it mooing, but I think too many of the songs we are singing in church today are not really good praise songs. They talk a lot about, "Oh, I've gone through this and God came through, and I've gone through that and God pulled me out." But how about just praising God for who he is? How about just praising God because he is God? And Isaiah 40 says that he measures out the earth with the span of his hand, and the nations are like a drop in the bucket to him. How about just praising God for his bigness and his gloriousness and ascribing glory to him and saying that he is good and his mercy endures forever and he has not let me down in the past. He will not let me down today, and he will not let me down tomorrow. Why? Because God is a good God. When you stay and choose to stay in a position of thankfulness for what God has done. I remember one time driving to work and I had forgotten to use hairspray on my hair. And when you live in Florida, you have to use hairspray on your hair, the humidity. And I remember thinking, "Oh my gosh, I was almost to work. There were no stores." And I thought, "I wish I would have sprayed my hair." And then I remembered that about 2 days prior, I had been at a luncheon and a salon was there with representatives, and they were giving out small cans for free of hairspray. And mine was in the back seat. See, God does things. He does small things, he does big things, he does everyday things, and we should thank him. But we want to praise him then when we come in with that thanksgiving and we're faithful, we're reminding acts of faith, then we want to get into praise. We want to just praise him for who he is and that his word says he is good and we believe his word. What are we doing when we do these things? We are honoring God. And what did God say? He said, "When you honor me, I will honor you." Can I challenge you that from now on, God is first in the morning? If you have to get up earlier, do it. Can I challenge you to leave your phone with all its apps in the sock drawer while you go and thank God and come into his gates with thanksgiving, and then you come into his courts with praise? I'm telling you, my friend, this will get your mountains moving, because when you honor God, God will honor you. He will honor those confessions. He will honor those acts of faith. He will honor those promises that you are standing on and believing him for, because you have shown him honor. Faith and honor are like power twins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a faith-filled, mountain-moving day in Jesus' name.